new Down syndrome information law introduced in Nova Scotia. On March 21st, Liberal MLA Keith Irving in Nova Scotia introduced Bill 440, Harvey's Law. If the name sounds familiar, it may be because Irving introduced an identical bill back in 2021. A similar bill, Harvey and Gervier's Law, was also introduced in Ontario in 2021. Bill 440 would require the Minister of Health and Wellness to ensure that up-to-date, evidence-based information on Down syndrome is available to members of the public. This information must include elements such as life expectancy, cognitive and physical development, and education and psychosocial outcomes for people with Down syndrome. It would also include information about resources and supports that are available to those who have a family member with Down syndrome. Further, when a health professional communicates a diagnosis of Down syndrome to expectant parents, they must include the required information relating to Down syndrome. Irving introduced this bill because of a local family's difficulty getting balanced information about Down syndrome after learning that their preborn child had Down syndrome. Following this diagnosis, Harvey's mother was referred for multiple other tests. Throughout this process, they were told by various health professionals about things Harvey would be unable to do and were often questioned about why they would not want to get an abortion. However, through their own research, Harvey's parents learned that their son would be able to thrive. Many of the things they were told that Harvey would be unable to do were factually incorrect. Because of the challenges in accessing accurate information, Harvey's mother began advocating for Harvey's Law, first in Ontario and more recently in Nova Scotia. In a culture that so readily aborts preborn children with Down syndrome, Canadians need to change their mindset about children with a fetal abnormality. People need to know that children with Down syndrome are valued, live meaningful lives, and that there are supports for any additional challenges that may arise. Although Bill 440 would do nothing to restrict abortion, it would help to change the tone of conversations that parents have with their healthcare providers. Instead of approaching the situation negatively, doctors would be required to provide objective information about the life of people with Down syndrome and the supports available. It's a step in the right direction, and we hope to see such a bill introduced in legislatures across the country. You can read more about this topic in We Need a Law's position paper, Aborting Those Who Are Different. If you live in Nova Scotia, send your MLA a simple mail asking them to support Bill 440. If you live in another province, ask your MLA or MPP to introduce similar legislation in your province.